In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to be with you. It's so good to see you. Well, most of you. Although I admit I've been saying to people throughout the diocese that ever since we've been wearing masks, I've never been so complimented on my looks. So, something to consider. But it really is good to be here with you. You know, one of the things that I've thought a lot about this past 17 months is my vocation. And as you can imagine, there are many aspects to being a bishop. Bishops have many responsibilities. And like most people in most jobs, most careers, most vocations, there are parts of my job that I love and really look forward to. And then there are those parts of the job, well, that aren't always easy or what I look forward to. But here's the thing. You know, the best part of being bishop, one of the best things I love about being bishop, are days like this, are events like this. This is what it's all about. My ability to preside at a celebration of new ministry. So I really do mean it when I say it is good to be with you. That's because celebrating new ministry services are just that. Celebrations of new ministries. The installation of a new rector is always a celebration of new ministries. Plural, not singular. Yes, a celebration of new ministry for Millie being installed as your rector, and equally, and if not more importantly, a celebration of new ministries for Grace Episcopal Church. The people of Grace who have called a new rector and who are beginning a new chapter in ministry together. And on top of that, talk about a rarity that never happens in the Episcopal Church. How even better today is that today's service also includes the sacraments of confirmation, reception, and reaffirmation. Millie and I were talking earlier if we could get maybe a couple to volunteer to get married.
Anybody?
We could do an exorcism. We could do all of it. Go to the whole prayer book. This is a rare thing. And because of the pandemic, because of the fact we've had to adapt, and because there's only one of me, we kind of made this peanut butter jelly sandwich of liturgy. So, Tanya, Catherine, Timothy, Earl, Judy, Lynn, Scott, Laura, Gail, Jeff, B, Guy, Anita, Donald, Rebecca, Tara, Emily, Kokai, did I get that right? And Catherine, another Catherine. Each of them today are claiming as their own the faith that was given to them at their baptism. A public affirmation that with the strength of the Holy Spirit, they will dedicate themselves to be witnesses. Witnesses to the redeeming love of God manifested in Jesus Christ. A statement to all that they will not shy away from the difficulties of the cross. That they will commit themselves to a life of discipleship. So it's actually very fitting that these services are being done together. Because the basis of the rite of confirmation, reception, and reaffirmation is the same basis or rite of ordination, baptism, our baptism. The basis or rite of a celebration of new ministry, is baptism. The promises that Millie will make today are promises the entire assembly, the entire church, each member of Grace is promising to strengthen and sustain, to demonstrate patience and understanding, to love and to care, that together they may follow Jesus Christ, each offering their unique gifts and talents. The celebration of new ministry is a very joyous and holy occasion, and one which is truly sacramental. The outward visible signs that Millie will be presented, the Bible, the stole, the prayer book, the holy oil of unction, bread and wine, etc., all direct us to the deeper truths of us being called as we are to serve our Lord and to live a life of commitment, not only to God, but to one another, a life of trust, a life of responsibility. The celebration reminds us all of our baptismal covenant, all our reaffirmations, all the holy covenants we make, our marriages, and certainly the Holy Eucharist. Strength, sustenance, patience, understanding, love, care are all hallmarks and signs of what we are doing here, doing now, to the glory of God and to the benefit of all of God's people, especially the ones that are not sitting in this space. Millie, in becoming your new rector, commits herself to a sacred duty. And so do each of you. Later in this service, I will read what's called the letter of institution, which will include this charge to Millie. Having committed yourself to this work, do not forget the trust of those who have chosen you. Care alike for young and old, strong and weak, rich and poor. By your words and in your life, proclaim the gospel. Love and serve all of Christ's people. Nourish them and strengthen them to glorify God in this life and the life to come. And all of you assert yourselves in this service to support and uphold her in that ministry. Your lives together will embody the sentiment of today's reading from the Song of Solomon, of the undying power of love between two people, or in this case, priest and parish. It's a demonstration of the love that God has for God's people. All of our ministries, lay and ordained, paid and volunteer, brand new or steeped in decades of tradition, have this in common. They are rooted in their baptism. Did I say that already? Yes, it's true that these ministries that we all share are different from one another. Just as Paul reminds us, different parts of our bodies are different from one another. We are all different parts of the body of Christ. We all have different and very important parts to play in the body of Christ. Bishop, priest, deacon, lay member are all unique and are all vital. And I think there's beautiful diversity and unity in that. And that diversity and unity works when we each build up the body of Christ. When, and really only when, we remember that while each of us is a part of that body, and that therefore, each of us is essential. None of us are the head. For as The end of our Eucharistic prayer reminds us every week, Christ is the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. And by Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is God's, now and forever. Tanya, Catherine, Timothy, Earl, Judy, Lynn, Scott, Laura, Gail, Jeff, B, Guy, Anita, Donald, Rebecca, Emily, Kokai, Catherine, and Millie, and the people of grace. Did you hear what I just said? All honor and glory is God's. To me, what a liberating thought. That we can play our part and be freed from the weight, the never-ending burden of needing to honor or glory ourselves. If all honor and glory is God's, we are then free from having to worry about getting honor and glory for ourselves as individuals, for a particular ministry, or for our particular parish. My brothers and sisters, I pray and offer my deepest blessings to you all on this new chapter. And as your bishop, I pray that the love of God will be grafted in each of your hearts, and that you are nourished with all goodness to bring forth in each of you the fruit of good works. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are God's now and forever. Amen.